Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you kind of under protest. I love you. You know I do. But for some reason, the day before a holiday, I just want to just not do much because I got so much to do. But I'm here with you, and we be back. You'll hear a show tomorrow. I have a special show for you tomorrow. And on Friday, we have a special show with lots of guests showing up. And instead of having Black Friday, we're going to have Red, White, Blue Friday. But today is Thanksgiving Eve. It's Thanksgiving Eve, so you need to make sure you got that turkey thawed out and things ready to go. And that's what I've been trying to do, even though I'm handicapped these days. But I'm trying to do my best. I want to read to you a little prayer. And I want you to think about the blessings that you're going to have this week. And we do have a guest today. I'll bring her on here in just a moment. But this is a remembrance prayer. And I have several things that I do want to share today, share with you and share with Melody as we bring her on, that I want you to think about this weekend as we go through the Thanksgiving holiday. It says, "Oh God, when I have food, help me to remember the hungry. When I have work, help me to remember the jobless. When I have a home, help me to remember those who have no home at all. When I am without pain, help me to remember those who suffer. And remembering, help me to destroy my complacency. Bestir my compassion and be considered and be concerned enough to help by word and deed those who cry out what we take for granted." And it says, Amen. So, I have that prayer for you. And do we have Melody on the line? I don't think we have Melody on the line just yet. Melody's going to join us, and I had a little special something for her. And I am a little confused here for just a second. Give me just a minute. If you have noticed, we have a lot of complaints in the last few weeks or months or years, but it's been heating up about everything's racist. And now they're calling Thanksgiving racist. But Thanksgiving isn't racist. Thanksgiving isn't it's not a white holiday as they're trying to make it out to be. If I remember right, there were lots of people there at the first Thanksgiving, and it was really a Thanksgiving that I think we tend to forget about because they were actually thankful. I mean, so many of them had passed away. They had lost so many people through starvation and disease and hunger. And it's amazing to me that people today don't realize how come they just don't realize. I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted here. If you remember, the first Thanksgiving, they were passed. They had, many of them had died of disease and starvation, and they weren't doing well with the new land. And the Indians, the natives there, had come to them and had helped them learn how to plant and learned how to take care of things. So it wasn't a racist feast. Now, my dad likes to kid us about when we were young, because we all couldn't wait for Mama's turkey. And he liked to kid us about the turkeys being not what they had at the first Thanksgiving. They had fish, he said. They had fish and maybe some deer meat. And the first Thanksgiving lasted for 3 days. For 3 days. But they had what they could. They ate what they could, what was there in the wild, and what they caught and what they grew, what was there. And they were thankful. They were thankful to the Native Indians, their friends that were helping them. And they were thankful for their survival. And they were thankful to be there. So in remembering those who have done without, we need to remember and be grateful for where we are. I have some history here. If you remember yesterday, I shared with you about the saying, throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And that was because by the time the baby was put in the bathwater, it was so dirty, you probably couldn't find the baby in the bathwater. So when you threw the bathwater out, they wanted you to make sure the baby wasn't in it. But there were several other things here. This came to me a few weeks ago, and it's for those who think history is boring. And I'm only going to share a couple of them with you, and I've already shared one. But one of them here is about in those old days. Now, these people were very, very poor. And although we have poor of all colors, these people were white. So they were less than being privileged, for sure. They were so poor, in one instance, they had to sell their urine to the tanneries. So they all, I don't like to use the word, it's a P word, but they all went in the same pot. And at the end of the day, they took the pot with their urine and they sold it to the tannery. And that came up with a saying, which I'm not going to repeat on the air because I don't talk like that. But it's a saying, and that's what they had done. So they were very, very poor. They were very, very poor. And in these old days, it said, now you know that they cooked everything in one pot. So they cooked in the kitchen with a big kettle that always hung over the fire. Every day they lit the fire and added things to the pot. They ate mostly vegetables. They were poor and didn't have meat. And they would eat the stew for dinner. They would let the fire die down and start it back up the next day. So that comes from the saying. The saying comes from this: peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot 9 days old. Once in a while, they would have a piece of bacon to throw in, and that was considered a luxury or was considered a sign of success or wealth. And it said they would cut off just a little and they would share it with their guests, but they would let it hang there just to kind of show off, look what we did. And that comes from, and then they would sit around and chew the fat. And that's where that came from, as well as bringing home the bacon. We have some history in this nation where people were very, very poor. Very poor, from the Pilgrims on to even now. Even today, we have veterans and individuals who are homeless in the streets. Some are from their bad choices in their life, but neither, whatever the case may be, they're poor. They're homeless. They're without love. They're without somebody to care for them. And yesterday, on Twitter, or this week on Twitter, actor James Woods, who's known for being a conservative on Twitter, he saw some tweets from a vet that was going to commit suicide. And he started tweeting back and forth with him and gave him his, he said, you can DM me, which means direct message in private. Ended up he saved this man's life. We're going into a break. We're going to hope we have things figured out here. We had some phone troubles. And we'll have Melody with us when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. The number to call is 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. To get a hold of Melody, we're having some phone issues, and I do apologize for that. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about James Woods. Now, he's very aggressive on Twitter, and he's an actor. He's retired. He hasn't done too much lately, and he's kind of a rare breed there in Hollywood, being as conservative as he is. And I don't always agree with him, not always. But he honed in on this guy that he tweeted, the vet tweeted, "I'm on Twitter every day. I retweet all the time. But this is just the first tweet that I've ever written. I'm a good guy. I'm a veteran. I love America. I'm going to kill myself tonight. I've lost everything. I have nobody. Nobody cares." And Woods responds to him, "We can talk. I don't care what anybody thinks. Do you? Let's have a conversation. Just you and I." Woods wrote in one tweet, and he added, "I'm following you now so you can DM me," which means direct message, "and we can keep this private." Well, they went on and on with their tweeting, and it eventually led the police to the man to help him. And they said, "Our agency was able to make contact with him by phone earlier that morning, where he advised he was okay, but did not wish to have contact with law enforcement. Our officers are still working to try and physically locate him to determine his well-being. So we're very concerned about him as a vet, and we thank James Woods for seeing that. You know, I don't believe in coincidences or just luck. So we do have Melody with us, and I do again apologize. We had some phone issues. I don't know what was going on. She said we were busy. We said she was busy, and the phones just weren't getting through. Melody.
Now, you
welcome.
Did say busy and not dizzy, right?
I said busy with a B. Yeah, busy with a B. I'm a little dizzy, maybe not. But I read a little prayer earlier in my opening about thinking about others on Thanksgiving. And I don't want this necessarily to be our only Thanksgiving show. I have one tomorrow. But it says, when I have food, help me remember those who are hungry. And it goes on and on. When I have a job, help me remember those who are jobless. And when I'm in my home, help me remember those who don't have. And I think, you know, they've come out, Melody, you know how they are. They're just crazy right now. And they're saying that Thanksgiving is a racist holiday. You know, it's only for the white people, I guess, even though the first Thanksgiving included all kinds of people. But, you know, people are just crazy. It's crazy.
Yes, they are.
You agree, huh?
You know, I mean, things are just so bizarre anymore. Everybody has an opinion, that's for sure. But, you know, it's like, good grief. Well, you know, Thanksgiving truly is, you know, one of the, you know, very Christian holiday and so forth. And so it's, many don't like it. And I can't even come to grasp with the way some folks think anymore. It's just,
they've definitely been brainwashed and taught a bunch of hooey as far as our history is concerned. But I didn't read the part in my opening because it was special just for you. I put, it's really all about the canned cranberries. If all of you remember when she was with us, I believe it was last year, we were talking about, she remembers that she likes, you know, canned cranberries. I can't even say it. And she remembers that fondly as a child, and she always likes to have the cranberries. So are you taking the cranberries this year to Thanksgiving?
Maybe.
You better go get some. There's plenty.
But, yes, certainly the canned cranberry. And I do eat that throughout the year. Every once in a while I'll get a can of canned cranberry jelly.
Got you doing it now.
It is difficult to say. Say it three times.
And, I can't even get it through once today.
Along with that, and I can remember again, not to go back to, do a memory day, but I remember, you know, the only day or the only time we had black olives was Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Easter. But black olives were a treat. And now we just, we put them in everything and eat them all the time. But I can remember as a child it was very special.
And potato chips.
I love black olives.
We only had potato chips on the 4th of July. They weren't in the house all the time, you know. They were only in the 4th of July. That, Mom and Dad would buy potato chips. So
that's correct. That's correct.
That's
so
special.
You know, things, you know, with the ability to, for convenience sake, I mean, it's, you know, things are just within your grasp to purchase anything that you want at any time. So, you know, a lot of those specialties, you know, just are only with the old people anymore.
Careful. Careful who you're calling old. I took a spill. I don't think I told you this. I took a spill a little over a week ago on the ice, and I fractured my shoulder. You know, the same arm that I broke the elbow on in February.
Good grief, girl.
Yeah, they made me go take one of those old tests, you know, for bone density.
I think so. Were you dancing?
I was heading to dance, but I wasn't dancing yet. I wasn't dancing very well on the ice, that's for sure. But anyway, So I'm going to have lots of help this year. The kids have already laid down the law. They said, Mom, we're going to help. So, okay. All right.
Well, next year, just fake it.
might do that. I'll get that old sling out and bring it around. Oh, I'm
yeah,
really kind of
you
power,
go. You,
you know.
You'll have enough sling.
The memory.
You have plenty of sling.
No, they didn't give me one this time. I didn't go to the ER. I figured they'd just tell me to see the doctor that week. So I called the doctor on Monday. I did it on a Saturday. And they said, do you have a sling at home? Yeah, I have a couple of them.
Yeah.
I don't have a pink one. Maybe I should have requested a pink one.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But
well, I'm surviving. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the economy. I have two things here, and I know that it's ever moving as far as the stock market goes, but it took a big fall yesterday.
Well, it's taken a fall, you know, very recently, both days, and certainly off the peaks. Yesterday wiped out all the gains for 2018, any profits for 2018. Technology stocks have, you know, truly been hit. There's been $1 trillion lost in technology alone. Excuse me, I apologize. I got a little bit of a frog in my throat today. And and I did think we'd see a reversal today, which we are. We're up triple digits on the Dow Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's heading into the holiday. We have the G20 meeting and so forth. And, I haven't heard much about that at all. Figured we'd hear more about it, but we certainly haven't. But so again, is this the time where things are truly falling apart? And is this the biggie? Well, I think it remains to be seen. But I think the cracks certainly are wider than what they were. And of course, gold. You know, convert your paper dollars into gold and silver. Protect your purchasing power. Mm-hmm. Things aren't going to go away. You can't fix our problems with debt, because the problem we have is debt, and that debt problem was created by a fiat currency. So it's all connected, it's all equal, and there isn't anything that can be fixed in this world economically until we fix our fiat currency. And it really is as simple as that. Is it simple to fix? Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of pain to go through before it comes to the forefront of perhaps actually correcting the problem instead of just creating more debt bubbles to sustain us. So we're in the granddaddy of all bubbles. And
well,
this, the bubble, the debt bubble, easy money bubble, stimulus from central banks from around the globe, we're seeing a tightening of that monetary easing or that monetary ability to get it for basically nothing. So multinational corporations are, you know, they're going into debt to buy back their shares, and that has propped up the stock market for how many years?
Yeah.
So is the economy better? Yeah, it probably is a little bit, but I also know people are still getting or having it very difficult to get by.
Yeah, they are. I want to talk about some of that in the economy next year, the predictions that some of them are making. It doesn't look too good for the economy. It's going to slow down to a crawl, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit with you. I didn't know if you saw an article on that or not. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have our good friend Melody Cederstrom with us finally. She's with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can give her a call right here at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Melody, when we were having the phone trouble, I was giving a little history lesson of being poor in the United States, and the ones that used to sell their urine, and they were considered to be, you know what, poor, and I didn't want to say the word on the air. And then those
weeby.
Who, what's that?
Weeby.
Yeah, weeby poor. Weeby poor. And then there was those who, they kept their food in a kettle over the fire all the time, and they, you know, if the fire died down at night, then they'd fire it back up in the morning. It was usually vegetables and water, and, you know, it was a stew, and they just kept adding to it. And once in a while, they'd have bacon. And those that had the little meat were considered a little wealthy. So they'd have meat in there, and they would have... That's where the peas, porridge, pot, peas, porridge, cold, peas, porridge in the pot, 9 days old came from, as well as bringing home the bacon, the men that could bring home the bacon that had a job, and they could bring home the bacon, the meat. And then also they would hang that bacon there so their guests that came over could see that they had wealth, that they had meat, and they would sit around and chew the fat. And so those were some of those sayings came from. And, we've had a lot of poor times in this nation, and people of all colors. These people happen to be white, and, but they were all colors that we've had as poor and downtrodden, and we all go through that. And they're predicting, and I'm not saying we're going to get back to that, although it's going to get ugly if things collapse. It's just the way it's going to be. However, it made me think of all these racist remarks, like the white privilege. Well, those people weren't very privileged back then, but they considered themselves lucky to be able to go sell their urine and have a little money, you know. But Goldman Sachs, and I know what you think of them, but they are predicting next year's economy to get down to a crawl and just really not do well at all. And, you know, after all the bragging we've done, not we, but that has been done in the media, not in the mainstream media, but the others and President Trump and all that about how things have improved to some degree and we have jobs coming back and in certain areas of the nation, that, you know, all that's going to take time. But as you said, if our currency continues to be unstable without any backing and should things collapse, it's not a matter of if but when, as you say. You know, we could go back to the peace porridge pot, peace porridge cold, peace porridge in the pot 9 days old, and that's not a good picture.
Well, you know, it isn't a good picture, but, I mean, we all survive, you know, and it's, you know, unfortunately, it's done without us doing anything to create the situations except, you know, going along with it all so many years. And, but, you know, when it's us who get hit the hardest and, you know, we're the ones that have to deal with it. Those who created the problems, you know, will just go on, you know, so they lose $1 billion or $2. It's no big deal to them. It's much easier for them to recoup their losses than it is for, like, you know, us. So, and again, I mean, that isn't any different than what history has done hundreds of years, time and time again. I mean, it's just, I guess to some degree, it's just a cycle. And but this time, you know, we've lived in a pretty nice world for how many years? Hardly anything bad has happened, and we haven't seen the structural damage that the fiat currency has done. There is a day of reckoning coming for that. We've seen it with the way government reacts, the growth of government, the waste that government seems to, you know, relish. And again, none of the problems are being fixed. And, you know, their easy fix is going to be to hit the entitlements. Already, I've seen this morning, I was watching the Fox News for their thing. They had that Stuart Barney or whatever his name is on there. And I like the guy. But he's just sitting there just saying, hey, we've got the greatest economy ever. You know, we're not heading into a recession. Everything is great. You know, go out and buy for the holiday season.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
I mean, if they're already, you know, touting the, you know, because they've seen the drops in the stock market, they are concerned about a weak holiday purchasing. Retail sales are down. And so whether, you know, people have just had a stepped away from retail waiting for Black Friday and everything else after that, I don't know. But there are cracks in the economy. And by them coming out already and touting what a great, terrific holiday season we're going to have tells me that we probably won't. They always do the, you know, so. But
well, they're encouraging it. That, you know, the more people spend, the better it is. So they're encouraging that spending. And that's all part of these economists. That's part of their plan, you know, is to spend. And so they don't encourage anybody to put back or to save or to prepare for the bad times, you know. And you can't prepare for everything, but you can prepare as best you can for certain things. And this is one way you can prepare, is to diversify, I like to say, and put some of your money, some of your investment in gold and silver. And
absolutely. And, you know, as long as we have the fiat currency, there was another, I can't remember if it was Jamie Dimon or, you know, one of the central bank, you know, not central bank, but, you know, one of the big banks talking about, you know, don't hoard cash. You're going to lose to inflation. And people just don't grasp that just by holding all the cash, that's exactly what's going to happen. Prices are not going to go down. Taxes are not going to go down. Everything is going to rise. It's just the way it is, and that's what you have when you have a fiat currency. That is, you know, it's not going to change. So people have to work harder. They have to work longer. They have to, because wages are not going up. So you have to get additional jobs just to keep, you know, their standard of living the same. It's very hard to improve. You just look at our government, just look at our country. We can't increase our infrastructure. We can't fix our infrastructure. There's no money there. Where's it going to come from? The taxpayer's broke.
Yeah.
You have to have, internet. You have to have other nations support our debt so we can do our infrastructure. And from what I'm reading, that's not happening either.
No. They're all hurting too. They all got fiat dollars. Well, you know, one thing that is concerning, like in the last election that we had, the other things that were on the ballots besides Republicans and Democrats were entities or entitlements or more taxing to do this or to that. And people have this attitude, like Cortez, that the government can pay for everything. Well, where's that money going to come from? Well, I don't know. I mean, she admits she hasn't got a clue where it's going to come from. And, you know, they're like a little kid, you know, that just thinks mom and daddy can just keep handing it over to them. Well, there's a limit. It's not, you know, it doesn't grow on trees, as the old saying goes. And
folks like that's not going to have any problem taking out Social Security so they can fund free schools and other health care. They'll take from the senior citizens that have pensions and so forth. And maybe there should be some sort of a test to see, you know, because, I mean, there's millionaires out there that get Social Security checks. Uh-huh. I mean, come on. Yes, you paid into it, but, you know, so it's, you know, maybe there should be a means testing or something for Social Security, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners who, you know, will disagree and so forth, but I mean, I'm just throwing, whether I agree with it or not, I'm just throwing it out there as, you know, this is what we're going to see in the future.
Well, or leave the people, which would really devastate the government, leave the people with the option to either do their own Social Security or to send it in if they trust the government. I, for one, don't trust them, but, you know.
But it is true, though. You have a lot of the younger people, though, and so forth. I mean, what, you know, it's hard for them to save because it's the economy that we live in.
Right.
So
right.
When they get to that retirement age, they're not going to have any money anyway, so government will have to, you know, step in anyway.
We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. I know you're busy baking pies, but you can give us a call. Go to dgscoins.com, and we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried MyPillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
Visiting with Melody Cedarstrom. She's a good, loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She believes in what she does like I believe in what I do, and we do it for you. We do it because we want to make things better and try to help you survive some of the craziness in this world. You can give her a call here if you have a question, 877-895-5410. And her office number is 1-800-375-4188. Go to her website, dgscoins.com, sign up for her newsletter. And Melody, you know, I don't know if I told you this, but December 28th, CSC Talk Radio will celebrate 2,000 shows.
Well, fantastic. Congrats.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be here without you. So I didn't know about that. We should have a party.
Yeah. But no dancing or falling.
No dancing or falling. No. Well, maybe a little dancing, but not crazy dancing.
Yeah, we don't want to do any break dancing.
No break dancing. None at all. So, but, you know, we've seen so much craziness going on, and we have to bring it down to some common sense. And common sense really falls back on the individuals. We have to take care of things at home ourselves. We can't expect someone else to do it. You know, we complain about the public school system, and we complain about this and that. But, you know, as parents, it's your job to teach the children right. And I used to tell my kids, yeah, you got to know that for school. That's what they believe. But this is what we believe. This is what, and you give them a choice, and you let them, you teach them right. And it's the same thing with the economy, the same thing with our history. But we have to know it first. And it's the same thing with our finances. We are the ones that are going to have to take care of us because nobody else is going to do it.
Absolutely, and you know, it always seems that we seem to be like gloom and doom, and we're really not. I mean, you can be optimistic, because once you have your finances insured with gold and silver, you can walk away. You never have to look at the markets again. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about what's going to happen to the economy, because you know you're protected. So it is a bright spot. It does ease your worries about what are you going to do with those fiat dollars. Everybody knows. Everybody knows they continue to get, you know, to be valued less and less and less. It's just a matter of accepting it and doing something about it. And again, once you have your gold and silver, you know, you're protected financially. Mm. Your purchasing power has been protected, so you don't have to worry anymore, and that's a bright spot.
Absolutely.
So it's just not gloom and doom. And you know, the gloom and doom is going to come when you ignore all the warning signs. That's the gloom and doom, because you haven't protected your purchasing power.
And when we're in debt, and you've got when you're in debt, you're a slave to that debt, whoever you owe it to, at the bank or some other entity that you owe it to, your credit cards. You know, when you allow yourself to get into that debt, you're the one who's put yourself in slavery. So you can work your way out. It takes time, but you can work your way out. It takes time and it takes discipline. But, you know, go ahead.
Basically, when you hold those fiat dollars, you're basically in debt to the government, because all they are IOUs.
That's right.
And so, you know, detach yourself and, you know, ensure your wealth and be independently financially free.
Do you have a package today that you...
I didn't put one together because prices have been just so low.
Jumping up and down and everywhere.
Heading into the holidays, you know, we've kind of been in and out of the office and so forth. But, you know, we always have great prices. Gold is up $6 today at $1,228. Silver's up 22 cents at $14.62. And we have seen these two metals just trade in this range for how long now? You know, gold between 1150 and 1300. Silver's kind of been hovering around between 14 and 15. And so it's going to be breaking out. I mean, Bitcoin, if anybody's been following Bitcoin, that was down over 25% in just 2 days. So it's, again, I can remember when it was over 10,000 and moving into 20,000, everybody thought the value was with Bitcoin. Ladies and gentlemen, Bitcoin has no value. It isn't anything.
It's made up.
It's made up. And it is up 6% today, but holding around that 4,500 level. So, again, heading into the holiday weekend, they're going to make sure the stock markets are higher and everything is rosy, because they want you out there on Friday spending, and in addition to Monday, which is Cyber Monday. So there's 2 days now that they get you.
Oh, yeah.
Not just
one
anymore. They got two now.
But Melody will be back for a short time. We're having all of our affiliates and sponsors in on Friday for Red, White, and Blue Friday. And so we'll hear back from Melody that day. And it was a fun day. It's going to be a fun day. It was. It's going to be a quick day. So we want everybody to tune in. Don't go to those stores. Don't fight the crowds. Turn on your radio and listen to Red, White, and Blue Friday and use those phone calls. And the phone number for Melody will be 1-800-375-4188. And you can also leave a message there, and she'll get back to you. So it's going to be fun on Friday. We're going to have everybody in, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think that's great what you're doing on Friday, because it does put everyone together, and, you know, it does give the listeners something to buy American.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, everyone enjoys things. And when they buy those gifts for whoever it might be, they should make a note of it somehow, some way, that it is made in the USA. So that the receiver of the gift knows that.
Absolutely. And just a reminder to everyone, when you buy made in the USA, your money stays here. And, you know, it employs Americans, and it employs people's people in those communities, you know, whether it's the Constitution Quest game or the Surgeon Secrets or the Liberty Tabletops or whatever the case may be. And then I say nothing is more American than the Golden Eagle and the gold and the Silver Eagle dollars. So that's more American than that.
Absolutely. So they need to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And I think it's safe to say, I'll text you after we get off the air, but I think it's safe to say, I don't think my children are listening, that I'm going to get a package from you again this year like we did last year. So we'll talk about that off the air.
Okay, we'll do.
I believe in that, and we had a little chit-chat about that the other night at home, and he said, yeah, go ahead and do that. So we're going to do that.
That's the best way to get folks involved, to ask questions, and to help other people get their finances in order.
And get them used to saving. Put that away.
Absolutely.
Save that. That's your security there. Melody, I'm sorry we had a rough beginning today. I don't know what went on with the phone lines, but we had a rough beginning, and I do apologize for that. We'll see you for a little bit Friday, and we'll see you back here in a couple of weeks. Have a wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving with your family and your friends, okay?
Same to you, Beth,
and,
also to your listeners.
Thank you. Yes, my listeners. Absolutely. They're a wonderful bunch. Thank you so much for all that you do. We appreciate everyone here. We want you to have a blessed Thanksgiving. And when you do that, when you sit around, remember others who have less, and remember how we can work together to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.